Lindsay Smith of lindsaysmith.com is in studio. We've been talking about the Facebook privacy settings that they've changed. And there is one other setting that was changed.
Yes, you can block and unblock people. So imagine you've got an annoying ex and you hate seeing all their status updates anymore, but you don't want to quite delete them because then they know they're deleted. You can block them so you just don't ever see anything they do. And then say a couple weeks pass and you guys kind of make amends and you want them back on, you can unblock them and then they're back in
the
life again.
And then you read their status updates, they irritate you again and you re-block them. So this is to just it's like a suspension?
Yeah, essentially it just...
You're suspended?
It wipes them out. It just completely wipes them out for... I shouldn't say wipes them out. It doesn't delete anything. It just makes them not visible.
Okay. Now, if you delete a person as a friend, do all of their other status updates, if you go back in your history, does that all disappear too?
I've never tried it. That's
a good
question.
I've never tried it either. It is a good question.
You should get someone to try it and then post on your...
And you know, do your numbers go up and down of your friends? And sometimes they go down and you don't know who's deleted you? I always wonder if it's so.
I've had many people comment on that. To be honest, I don't watch it enough to know. Like, I could lose 5 people and I wouldn't have a clue. But I've heard a lot of people get very upset because they're like, I can't figure out who deleted me. I feel like I've been broken up with. I'm very upset. And yes.
What did I do? Was it that post about? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So Facebook privacy settings changed. And our message to everybody listening is go in, play with the new privacy settings, and enable your control.
Profile review. And places review. So you can control whether or not people can check you into other places. You can turn that on and off.
Okay. Those are the two things that we should be checking out. Now, I guess you're on a better media list than me because you got invited to some swank event that I didn't get invited to in Vancouver. Who is it for?
Oh, Samsung and Future Shop were having a little party soiree. Actually, it wasn't a party at all. It was a day event. But they did serve cupcakes. And we learned all about the new Samsung smart TVs.
Cupcakes. I didn't get invited.
You didn't get a cupcake. Samsung.
Art, did
thinking?
You get invited?
I'll check my mailbox. I don't think so.
They're in trouble.
Okay. Well, we'll have a chat with them. But they didn't give you a TV.
They didn't. No, I didn't get a TV.
I don't care that much. I can do without cupcakes. I could use a new TV.
It was so awesome, though, that I kind of want to buy one of their TVs. So
tell me about the new TV.
The new TV that they have coming out includes something called social TV. So it's the whole thing is more app enabled. So when you're looking through at your interface, it essentially has all these apps and icons, and you can download apps from this Samsung store. But it comes preloaded with something called social TV, which allows you to read and chat, read your Twitter feed or chat on Google Chat or Facebook while you're watching TV. So it actually has an overlay over the screen. So imagine
Art's got the biggest smile on his face right now. He does. I think he likes the idea.
I don't know. I think he's laughing.
I'm laughing, actually.
Yeah.
So, okay. So is this picture in picture? Is this does it reduce the size of the screen or is it going to scroll right over top of things?
Whichever you want. You can pick either option.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
I don't know. Isn't that what a tablet is for? Isn't that what I use my iPad for? So that I can be, and so that everybody in the room can't see? See, I don't, that's a very solo activity. Watching
yes,
TV, because whose Twitter feed are you going to go with? Whose Facebook updates are you going to go with?
Well, I think that it's something that television programmers will probably start building into the content so that you can learn more about what's going on. You could actually use hashtags. Like if you're watching a certain show, you can be commenting on the clothing, commenting on what's going on and kind of seeing the hype and actually having a more rich multimedia experience.
That's an interesting thought. Now, if people who've gone to conferences and are Twitter savvy are starting to understand how Twitter is expanding that the group dynamic of that event, because there's multiple conferences or multiple seminars going on during a conference, and people will be tweeting out the comments from the speakers as it goes.
I have a really hard time attending conferences and actually sitting through the whole thing. I'm just one of these people that has difficulty paying attention for a long period of time. And I went to one and I used Twitter the whole day and I had so much fun. So much fun.
Did you
it
learn
changed
anything,
the experience.
Though?
I did. And you know why? Because people keep retweeting the brilliant things that come out of the speakers' mouths, and you can tune out the boring stuff and pay attention to the good stuff.
And I have to say, as a speaker, as soon as I step off stage now, I'm checking mentions of Dottotech on Twitter to see what people have commented. And I'm really upset if somebody says something that I said was lame. Like I'm looking to.
But it's a learning experience though, because then at least you know you're lame right away. Just kidding.
Thank you. Thanks so much for that. Okay, but getting back to television with this, which was the smart TV thing. So these overlays are, is it going to be primarily a Twitter thing, do you think? Or is it going to be a Facebook thing?
What they have the three options. So you choose whether or not you want to look at a Twitter feed, you want to look at Facebook status updates, or you want to participate in Google Chat.
Okay. Oh, so you can chat with your friends while you're watching. And that's probably going to work for these reality shows. It might be good for sports. I could see that as a thing for sports, you know, complaining about referees' calls and being able, that sort of thing. And how the NHL just rips the Canucks off over and over again. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Ooh, ooh.
I'll edit that in post.
Thanks so much. Nah, let it go. Is there a keyboard? Is the remote changed as a result?
So that's an interesting thing too. So the back side of it's a regular remote on the front side, and on the back it's a QWERTY keyboard.
Oh, so you got a big fat remote.
It's not bigger. I would say, gosh, I'm terrible.
Thumb typing.
Yeah, thumb typing. It's not huge, but it's probably about a quarter of the size of a regular keyboard.
Okay, again, now the battles for the this is a solo experience. The issue that I have is television. At least in my family, is a community event. We all get together, we watch TV. This is not that, because if one person is commenting, the battle for the remote for what's being said, and then the fact that that person is on a slightly different entertainment track than everybody else. I can see where it's going to be there. In our family, when we are watching stuff like that, one person's on an iPhone, another person's on an iPad. I mean, we do some of these things, but having all that information shared on the big screen, it's going to take some convincing. Are the TVs special in any other way, or is it just?
Well, the ones that I was, they had plasma and they had the LED, so that's more energy efficient.
The
it's
LEDs
truer
are
black,
nice.
Like
yeah.
plasma. It was an inch thick, which was beautiful, very light. It has the ability to come. You can buy a Skype camera, and it has full Skyping ability on it as well, which was so cool because you can see like grandma in the big screen. I'm still trying to get my grandma on Skype, but I just thought that was such a neat experience.
So you should you get this in the new house, in the new digs. Invite me over and I'll take a look.
Okay, sounds good.
For more of Lindsay's sage commentary, visit her at lindsaysmith.com. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.